simple truth. Just because you don't see a solution doesn't mean one isn't sitting right next to you. See, we misinterpret life when the lights are off and the path is unclear. What do I mean by this? Well, imagine being in a dark room, right? Sitting by yourself in pitch black, having no idea what's around you. Every direction is uncertain. Certainly be a troubling feeling, fear-inducing. But what it doesn't mean is the content within the room is insufficient for what you need. It doesn't mean that you need to go somewhere else to find your answers or that you failed. It means that you simply have to turn on the light. What you need is right next to you, you just are not seeing it. And that is the point. We've all been in that metaphorical darkness. We equate that with failure or loss, feeling like we're not quite enough. It's why we get discouraged. It's when we write narratives based on our supposed inadequacy. Oh, I'd be enough if only I had this one thing, if only the situation were slightly different. When the time is right, the weather's good, the door is open, then I'll be what I need to be, where I want to be. But in reality, you're not lost. You're not substantially off track. You just can't see the solution you're sitting on. And in your mind, because you can't see it, it's not there. But repeatedly, life shows us that when you assume the pieces you need are accessible, you find a way. When you know somewhere in the cloud of uncertainty you're sitting in that there's an answer, you find it. All that's required is a momentary flicker of light. That sudden realization, and things change. Look at these two questions. The first one asks, can I find a solution? And the second one asks, how will I find a solution? Two very different questions. Not a lot separates them on the surface, but there's enough discrepancy between the two to change the trajectory of your life. One says, I can't see the solution, so there must not be a solution. The other says, I can't see the solution, so I need to make adjustments until I can see it. And that's all success is. That simple question. I'm not where I want to be now, so how can I illuminate the trail? It's amazing how the step we need to take, the one that will create the momentum we need, it always exists. And life reinforces this over and over again. The moment you understand, you free yourself from yourself. And I can speak from experience. I didn't just one day appear at this realization. When I get this camera, the YouTube channel begins. When my audience reaches this number, I'm going to be braver, more creative with my approach. If I had this equipment, I'd be a faster runner. That's wrong. All of that fails to take into account the answers that are in the palm of my hand. Right? It's not about the 4K camera, it's about the story. Use what you have. It's not about the size of your audience, it's the value you provide them. So pour your heart out. It's not about the equipment, it's the mindset. So stop wasting time and hit the pavement. And this rationalization is not rare, it's everywhere. I've heard it, you've heard it. Someday I'll start a business. I just need that degree, an MBA, 5 years of experience, capital. No, you need an idea in the internet.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's never been easier in the history of the world to share ideas and make things happen. The I will when the time is right approach, that gets you nowhere. You have the answers. You talk to them, walk by them, type them into a screen. They're everywhere. And what makes the difference is whether you see what you have and manufacture your solution, or you see what you don't have and create a sob story. And that's why you can place people in the exact same situation and get incredibly different results. Some build bridges, others build walls. But at the end of the day, they started with the same stuff, the same materials. The difference is one didn't have the foresight to flip on the light switch. That answer, the one you're looking for, it goes off at 5. You can hit snooze or get a head start. The answer surrounds you every day. You can give attention to toxic people and things or embrace the positivity. That answer, it forces you to be better. You can believe you're inadequate or simply improve. Because when you find yourself in even the darkest of places, you are not confined to that reality. You are tasked with changing it. When you're not getting the result you want, take a step back and re-examine how you're looking for your answers. Because with persistence and a single flicker of light, you can reconstruct the world around you. The same is never extraordinary. It's never remarkable or memorable, will never be talked or written about. So why then is it so frequently sought after? What compels us to wander down this path of familiarity? The same path covered up with the footprints of millions who have already been there before you, who have done it before, who've been deceived by it before. Following the footsteps of the majority, it guarantees one thing, that you will get what the majority has. You'll get their comfort, their reassurance, their sense of belonging, but that's half the deal. Because the path also comes with unanswered questions. It comes with never knowing what's possible or could have been, or your potential. See, being the same is like ibuprofen. It addresses the symptom, not the root cause. It fulfills an immediate need. But like a dwindling flame, you'll see more and more every day that it's not capable of keeping the room lit. The same means you didn't ask yourself what's right, you asked the world around you. And contrary to what most believe, these answers are not congruent. You can't follow the crowd and follow your heart. You can't be what's popular and be what's true to yourself. You can't be the same and be significant. If you want to achieve, think differently. Stop waiting in lines for things you don't want. They will not bring you fulfillment. They will not lift you up or set you apart or give you meaning. Conformity has a ceiling, and your potential does not. This creates conflict. It breeds missed opportunities and wasted potential. If there is one thing I want you to take away from this, one thing. Understand that the size of a crowd is not proportional to the value of the decision it's making. millions and millions can miss the very opportunity that one person saw. The whole world can turn away from the answer that one person believed in. To mindlessly join the march is to forfeit that opportunity to be that one person. To bring something to the table to change the world and redraw the lines around humanity that box so many of us in. The temporary comfort of belonging, it's a false god. It brings you nothing but away from where you want to be, from where you can be. The goal is not to be them, it's to be yourself and in turn create a better world for them, for yourself, for your dreams, for what's possible. To get something different, you have to do something differently. Don't conform to what's there, find what's not. Don't listen to what's said, write new words to be spoken. Don't follow yesterday's path, pave a new path for tomorrow. What's standing, it already exists. Your treasure lies in the gaps and blank spaces between them. The things that people walk right by. That's what you need. That's what the world needs, even if they don't know it. Look, you may not be understood now, but like anything of value, of true meaning, that time will come. Just at a cost the majority is not willing to pay. But if you are, your path will lead you past mediocrity, past conformity, past the average, and towards the best things this world has. You didn't see what is, you saw what could be, and you created it. And there is nothing more powerful than that. I had an interesting weekend. I was pretty sick and almost didn't run the half marathon that I had scheduled, but decided, hey, worst comes to worst, I have a bad race, the world will keep spinning. So I jumped in the car and headed that way. When all was said and done and I crossed the finish line, I ended up with a personal best of over 15 seconds a mile in a race that I almost walked away from because I didn't think I would be at my best. And when I regained composure, settled in a little bit, I had to wonder how many times almost has gotten in my way. How many times a simple decision to stop, to not go or wait for later has changed the outcome of my life? How many times has it changed the world? How many potential bestsellers were almost started? How many potential greats almost stuck with it? How many friendships almost remained intact? Think about how fickle our world is, how these simple decisions to start, to go, to not drop the pen or hit the snooze button can change everything. And after that race, I told myself that I will never get in my own way again. I will never sell myself short. I will do everything in my power to be on the right side of almost. The worst outcome is so much better than wondering. You know, and there are moments that we question if it's worth it, if it matters, if there really will be payout. And being pragmatic, you know, maybe there will, maybe there won't. But the moments that we remember in life, the things that end up meaning the most to us, they don't come from almost jumping. They're born from the recognition that failure will not kill us. An opportunity hides behind mountains of almost. You know, you can do what you've always done, or you can go further. You can keep your stories and ideals locked away in your head, or you can share them with the world. You can worry about the collapse, or you can build. Change the architecture of humanity, contribute something extraordinary, not be a victim of almost, but go in with the intent of leaving a mark, of holding your ground. You know, there are no certainties in life, that's for sure. But I can promise if you never leave, my friend, you will never arrive. And with so many potential destinations out there, who wants that? Who wants to pay the cost of admission and not see the show? Be the person 30 years from now, talking, joking with your friends, family, and teammates about how you almost didn't go. You almost said no. You almost let your insecurity and doubt get the best of you. But then you took a step back and you remembered what matters.